If you want to turn with us in the Bible today, we want to turn to 1 Thessalonians. Praise the Lord. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. If you have your place, stand with us in honor of the reading of God's Word. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. We want to begin in reading this morning at verse 9. The Bible says, "For they themselves show of us what manner of entry in we had unto you, and how ye turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for His Son from heaven, whom He raised from the dead, even Jesus." Now watch this. "Which delivered us from the wrath to come." I want to preach this morning for just a few minutes, if God will be our help, on this thought: a Savior from above. Amen? A Savior from above. In the world that we live in, we're looking all around trying to find help in these difficult times. And it seems like the more we search for something, the more evasive it becomes. It seems like it's harder and harder to reach out and get help. But I want to say, there's a God of glory that loves us, praise God. And while we're reaching out, praise God, He's a reaching down. Amen. Ain't you glad for that? Ain't you got one that loved you today? He's reaching down to you. He's a wanting to help you. He's a wanting to minister to you. He's wanting to give you the help that we need. Amen. In the day and hour we live. But as like Brother David was saying this morning, we live in a day and hour when we got heresy everywhere. People's denying and rejecting even the precious Lamb of God, Lord Jesus Christ. And we're pushing Him back and pushing Him out and saying, "Well, we don't need Him. We'll just trust in God." I want to say, without Jesus, amen, your faith is in vain. Because Jesus came to save old sinners. Amen. He became sin for us. He took sin upon Himself. And we're living in a world that's full of heresy, full of errors, and full of falsehood. But Paul tells us here in 1 Thessalonians that we have some help. He said, "For they shall themselves show of us what manner of entering we had unto." He said, "You know what happened?" He said, "The gospel, praise God, come down, it touched your heart, and it made a difference." I want to say, praise God, if we preach Jesus Christ, His death, burial, and His resurrection, I want to say, glory be to God, it will make a difference. God said His word would not go out void, but it'll find a place in your heart, it'll find a place in my heart, praise God, that we might be satisfied. You know what's wrong with the world today? We're being satisfied with everything else, when the only thing we need to be satisfied is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He gives us that everything that we need, not only for today, but for the future. Amen. Praise God, He's laid up in glory everything, the rewards, the treasures, everything that we'll ever need in heaven. And the Bible tells us that it's guarded. Peter says, and it's guarded by God Himself. When we put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, we get all the treasures of heaven, praise God. Amen. The goodness and mercy of the Holy God. When we begin to realize and recognize how great and marvelous He is. But He says that He said, "You've received the things that you've heard." Amen. That have entered in and said, "You turn to God from idols." Amen. "To serve a living and a true God." See, what's wrong with America? What's wrong with most of us? We don't believe in the true God. But I want to say, praise the Lord, there's a true and a living God today who's just as real and alive as He's ever been. A lot of times I've told you, we say, "Well, God's still on the throne." I want to say, praise God, He's never moved. God's always been there, and He always will be. Amen. From the beginning, He was God, praise God, and praise the Lord, He's always going to be God. And no matter what happens to us, no matter what we go through, praise God, He's still going to be God. Amen. I don't know about you, but He's going to be my God. He's going to be my Lord and my Savior. He's going to be my helper and my guide, praise the Lord, all the way to the end of the way. And one day, in a little while, He's going to escort us, praise God, right into the throne of grace. Oh, what a day that'll be, praise the Lord. But we see all these things that come up, and we see the errors and the hypocrisies and the heresy that's up coming up before us in the world. Amen. In Mark chapter 13, verse 22, He said, for false Christ and false prophets shall rise and show signs and wonders to seduce. Now watch this. If it were possible, even the elect. Amen. He said, so we see all these different things coming up. And if we ain't careful, it's like Brother Dave says, but we get caught up in that. We get our focus. But you know what? As long as we keep our eyes on Jesus. Amen. If we stay with this blessed old King James Bible, Amen. And keep our eyes on Jesus, praise God, which is the prize, amen, of our high calling. Glory be to God, that reward of our hope, amen. Glory be to God, everything will be all right. And Brother Bill says so many times, I want my last days to be my best days. In other words, what we're saying is I want to finish well. Amen. Hey, listen, I started out in this thing and I haven't always run well. Amen. Now you start out and you may have not always run well, praise God, but I want to say if we'll keep our eyes on Lord Jesus Christ, keep looking to author and finish our faith, we can finish well.
Amen.
Amen. My desire is to finish well. There's too much riding on me finishing well. There's too much riding on you finishing well. Amen. Deceivers is everywhere, but praise God, there's a living Savior that loves us and cares for us. A Savior from above. Amen. Praise God, that one day in a little while, He's coming to get us. Amen. What are you talking about? I'm talking about the second coming. Amen. Praise God. You know what we need to focus on? Amen. It's not about what we do and how we do it, but praise God, it's the second coming of Lord Jesus Christ. We need to be a people preparing, praise God, for the second coming of the Savior. We need to be looking for that one that's coming one day in a little while to scoop us out of this mess and take us to glory. If we could do that, we'd be excited. Amen. We'd be excited, praise God. We'd turn from the idols and the gods of this world to a true and a living God who's alive and well, praise the Lord. Sitting at the right hand of the Father on high to make intercession for you and I. Amen? So that we can have that help and hope that we need in these last days in which we live. Amen? Praise the Lord. The second coming, a Savior from above, one day in a little while He's coming. Amen? You know, out of the 260 chapters of the New Testament. Now listen to this. Out of 260 chapters of our New Testament, the Lord speaks of the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ 318 times. That's one time forever. Glory to God. That's one time forever. 25 verses, praise God. They said, oh, lift up your heads and look up, praise God, because your Redeemer's coming. Jesus, glory be to God, in a little while, He's going to step out with a judge, with a trumpet and a shout, and He's coming out of the grave. I mean, coming out of heaven, praise God, just like He come out of the grave. The angel said, He seen Him go up into heaven. He said, the same, Jesus. He said, why are you standing here gazing up into heaven? I said, oh, Jesus. He said, that same Jesus. Hey, glory to God, it ain't another. Amen. It's that same one. In just a little while, He's going to step out. Hey, glory. I can see Him this morning. Amen. Glory be to God. He's sitting up at the throne of grace, sitting on the edge of His seat. Amen. Hey, glory. He sees us a hurting. He sees us a suffering. He sees the agony that you go through, praise God. And He wants to come down and scoop you out of this mess so bad. He's sitting on the edge of His seat. Just waiting. Amen. Just waiting for the Father. Said, go get him, son. Amen. Glory be to God. Hey, He'll come out of there with a trumpet and a shout. And He'll come get us, glory be to God, and take us out of here. Amen. I got to thinking, they texted me there Sunday, or Christmas morning, and said, Sister Tipton went on to be with the Lord about 4 a.m. Amen, boy. For just a thought, there was a twinge of sadness. And then I don't know what it was, Brother Charles, but they was rejoicing bubbled up in my soul. Maybe a little bit of jealousy. Amen. Old saint of God loved the Lord, amen, and was looking for His appearing, praise God. And she got to go, called out, got to go to Him. Amen. Be with the Lord, and so ever be with the Lord. Be no more separation. Amen. Glory be to God. Be no more heartaches or sorrows. Be no more dying over there. Glory be to God. What a time you have. Got to celebrate Jesus' birthday in the presence of a living Savior. Glory be to God. What a time she's having. Hey, don't feel sorry for Sister Tipton. Glory be to God. Hey, she'll tell you, boy, you ought to just get ready and call mom on up here. Said things is a whole lot better where I'm at. Amen. Glory be to God. So we see the Lord mention His second coming. I want to say, pray God. What does that mean, Pastor? It means that Jesus is coming again. And we need to be ready. Amen. We'd get our eyes focused if we'd get our mind on Jesus are coming. Amen. We don't know the day or the hour. But He said to just be ready. Amen. To be expectant until He come. Amen. Why? Because He gives us so much in His precious Word too. The second coming, number one, He says it comforts sorrowing souls. Amen. The sorrowing souls of saints, praise God. He's that comforter for them. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13, Paul's speaking to the Thessalonians. They were concerned, they was aggrieved about those that had done gone on, that had died in the Lord Jesus Christ. And Paul said, I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep. Those that's died, they've passed away. They said, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, and I want to ask you a question this morning, do you believe Jesus died and He rose again? Amen. Hey, the Bible said there's many infallible proofs, praise God, that He got up and He walked around, glory be God. He was seen of 500 at one time. Praise of God. Bless His holy name. Amen. For if we believe. See, I want to say, glory God, this morning you got to believe to be saved. Amen. You can't be saved without believing on Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You can't believe that He didn't come as a born and man. You can't believe it. He didn't live and He didn't die and He didn't get up from the dead. Amen. Praise the Lord. That newness, that resurrection of life. Praise God. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with Him. Can you imagine that day? Boy, I tell you, I get the meditating on that. Boy, what an image. Glory be to God. He said, for this we say unto you, by the word of the Lord. He said, because God said so. Amen. That we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. Now watch this. He said, for the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout and the voice of archangel with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Amen. All those old saints of God, praise God, they're going to break forth. Amen. You know, all the time, praise God. Listen, we all the time, we envision at the graves breaking open. Amen. I don't believe there's no big door. Praise God, I believe they're coming out of there. Just like Jesus did. The door, hey, the stone being there, the door being shut. Praise God, He just went right on through. You say, preacher, how can He do that? Because God's in charge. Amen. Glory be to God. Those that's dead in Christ will rise first. They'll come out of there at the second coming. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Those mamas and daddies, grandma, those little children that we've had to bury, praise God, will come out of there. Amen. Praise the Lord. Bless His holy name. Said, then we, me and you, those that's still around, amen, preacher, you believe we'll still be around? I believe we're going to be around Jesus coming. He's coming. Amen. We look around the world and we see all these prophecies being fulfilled. And He said, when you see these things begin to come to pass, He said, look up and lift up your head, for your redemption draweth nigh. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together. I like it, don't you? Amen. Snatched out of here together. Praise God. Amen. With them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Now, but watch this. He said, wherefore? But what a blessing. Amen. Can you imagine when we all gather up in glory? Can we gather up there? Amen. Up there, glory to God. We meet in the clouds of heaven. Amen. Praise God. And we see the Savior, and we see the sons and the daughters and the mamas and papas and the mamas and the daddy. Glory be to God. What a time we'll have. But notice what Jesus says here. That word of God says here through Paul. He said, wherefore comfort one another. Now watch this. With these words. What words is he talking about? Why about having me a spell? My little old study ain't big enough. Amen. Glory be God, 10 by 12, glory be God. Hey, when God moves in, it ain't big enough. Amen. He said, comfort one another with these words. What words was he talking about? The words of the second coming of a Savior. Amen. When Jesus steps out on a cloud with a trump and a shout and says, come up hither. Come away, my beloved, my fair one. Come away, glory to God. And praise God, we'll let go of gravitation and we'll rise up, praise God, higher than we've ever been. Amen. Glory be to God. I would to God that we could get there now. Amen. I mean, looking for the finish of faith. Look for Jesus to come as if he might come any minute.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Looking expectantly for a Savior from heaven. Amen. Looking for a Savior to come and take us out of here. He said, these are a comfort for sorrowers. Sorrowing. Amen. But notice what else he said. The second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It's our brightest hope that we have. Amen. The bright, now you get that? The brightest hope that we have is in the second coming of our Savior. Because he's coming to fix it all. Hey, it don't matter the sorrow and the heartache, what you go through. Praise God, Jesus is coming to fix it. Well, don't that give you peace in your heart? Huh? Don't that give you peace? Now, no matter what we go through right here, praise God, in just a little while. Amen. Just trust and believe. Praise God. In a little while, he's coming to take all that. Amen. He's coming to fix it all in just a little while. That is our brightest hope. Paul told Titus, he said, that's our blessed hope. In Titus chapter 2, verse 13, he said, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. He said, our blessed hope is looking for a Savior. What's he talking about? The second coming of Jesus. He said, that's where our hope is. Remember what I told you hope was? Amen. Hope's that faith with expectation. Amen. That faith will expect until Jesus steps out and says, come on home. Amen. Praise God. That's that blessed hope that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. And Peter, he says it's that object of eager desire. In 2 Peter chapter 3 and 11, in 11 and 12, he says in 12, he said, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said that's that eager and an expectant desire to just one day in a little while, unexpectedly, praise God, but expectant. Amen. He'll come. He'll come when you think not. But praise God, he's going to come. Amen. He's going to step out with his trumpet and a shout, and here he'll be. Praise God. What a hope we have. That hope that we have in Lord Jesus Christ. He comforts. He's a comforter in sorrows, to sorrow and saints. He's a brightness of our hope in the hope that we have, the blessed hope of his soon appearing to me and you. Oh, you know my heart's desire today, Brother Bill, that he would soon appear to old sinners in our families, a loved ones that's lost and undone, those that's chasing after everything in the world, trying to find peace and hope, praise God, without the Lord Jesus Christ. But I want to say, glory be to God, that they'd find peace in the Lord.
Amen.
That joy and that peace that passes understanding, amen, is in the Lord Jesus Christ. The joy, praise God, that we might be filled with because of our Lord and Savior, praise God, and the love that he has for us. And the thought and the faith that he's coming again. Amen. Coming for me, and he's coming for you. If you've been born again, if you're a child of God, amen, one day in just a little while, he's going to step and he's coming to get you, take you out of here. Amen. I don't know if that excites you. That excites me. He said, preacher, I have to give up. You ain't going to have to give up nothing. You're going to gain it all, praise God. Amen. Pray, man, that the inheritance is ours. Praise God. It's like the painting. When we accept the Son, praise God, when we take the Son, we get it all, glory to God. We're heirs and joint heirs with who? With Jesus Christ Almighty. Praise God. The righteous one. Praise the Lord. What a blessed people we are. Amen. But we see the comforter, the comfort that he gives us. We see the brightness of our hope. But we see the second coming. It's also object of ridicule. Have you ever seen so much ridicule? You start talking about the second coming. You start about talking about Jesus coming back. And people kind of look at you funny. Look at you like a sheep looking at a new gate. Amen. They don't understand why you're so excited about something that they don't have a clue about. But the reason they're not excited is they don't have a clue about. Amen. But Paul said here, said, praise God, said, we're not supposed to be clueless. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're supposed to understand that Jesus is coming, praise God, to help us. Amen. But we're object of ridicule. Some mockers who follow their own evil desires. 2 Peter 3:3 and 4. He tells us about that. If you want to look at that this morning, 2 Peter 3, 3 and 4, he says this. He says, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lusts. See, they're chasing their own lustful desires. And the reason they have a problem with Jesus in the second coming is it messes up their plan. But I want to say their plan is not God's plan. And I told you last Sunday, whether we participate or not, God's going to fulfill His plan. But boy, I tell you what, it's a whole lot more fun when we're participating, when we're on His side. I don't know about you, I don't like playing on a losing team. Amen. I want to say, hey, if we're playing on the devil's team, if we're living worldly, living after lust of the flesh, amen, we're living on the devil's side. Amen. And let me just tell you, information, FYI, you're on the losing side. The devil's a loser. Amen. He always has been. Amen. He may deceive us. He may win some scrimmages in our mind, but he's never overcome the mind of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's still a loser. Amen. Bless His holy name. Thank you, Lord. He said in verse 4, it said, saying, where is the promise of His coming? See, what's wrong? People say, well, I've heard that all my life. You ever hear that? I go visit stuff and I say, hey, listen, well, I want to see you saved. Jesus is coming. I want you to be in heaven with me. People look at you like just dumbfounded. They'll say, preacher, I've heard that all my life. Amen. I want to just reach and grab them and shake them and say, well, why ain't you listening? Amen. Why don't you believe it? You've heard it all your life. Well, God's been good to you. God's been gracious. He's told you that, showed you that all your life. Wouldn't it be an awful thing to grow up in a fundamental independent Bible-believing church like this, all your life be in it, praise God, and die and go to hell without God? Amen. You've said, I've heard it all my life, preacher. But do you believe it? Amen. The demons in hell, they know who Jesus is. But they don't believe it. Praise God, He is the precious Lamb of God that died for the sins of the world. If they did, they'd be saved demons. Amen. We got to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Bless His holy name. Say, where's the promise of His coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. See, that's a lie of the devil. Amen. From the beginning of creation, God fixed this thing up perfect. Amen. It was perfect. It was sinless. Man messed that up. But see, the devil, he's spreading his old wicked lies, and he said, hey, God created this thing messed up. I want to say God never created nothing messed up. Praise God. God created everything perfect. Amen. It's me and you and our wickedness that made it, that messed it up. Amen. Praise the Lord. But we see an object of ridicule, an object of turmoil in the hearts and minds of people. He said, he goes on and says, as they were from the beginning of the creation, for this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old and the earth standing out of water and in the water. Praise the Lord. He said, God made it right. God fixed it, amen, where it'd be right for us. And we could be right with Him, but we chose to do our own will, to go our own way. Amen. And the mockers, they come and they mock and they ridicule God. Amen. Those that scoffers, those who mock and show contempt for the very things of God. Amen. So what we have today, we have a worldly church and we got worldly Christians. And if we ain't very careful, we get caught up in this. We even join in with them. Amen. You say, preacher, I'd never do that. Let me ask you a question. Do you ever get mad when God tells you the truth? Huh? Do you ever puff up when the Word of God reaches out and it grabs a hold of your heart and it squeezes the juice out of it? If we ain't very careful, we side with those that's scoffing and mocking the things of God. Amen. Instead of falling on our face and saying, oh God, forgive me, a sinner. Amen. We rise up and we scoff and say, ha! I don't have to go by that. You know what you're doing? You're spitting in the face of God. Amen. He said, in the last days, there'll be scoffers that'll rise up and spit in the face of God. Amen. They'll deny and reject the truth. They'll join in the hatred of the truth. Amen. I was thinking on this. Heard a story a while back of a fellow that he was a businessman. He had to go out of town for work quite often. And he would have to stay gone for extended amounts of time. And while he was gone, his wife began to become flirtatious with the other men around her. Amen. And after a while, brother, she got to the point that she no longer desired to even to see her husband come home. Huh? You know why? Because in her life she began to be careless. Amen. In other words, she wasn't taking care about how she kept herself. She wasn't taking care about how she presented herself. She wasn't taking care about how she lived her life. So what happened? She began to be careless. So preacher, you already said it. No, I mean she didn't care no more. See what the devil does? He comes along, he says, well, you know, that don't apply to you. You don't have to live to any certain standard. And if we ain't careful, we'll listen to it. And we become careless. We get to a point that we don't care. Paul said, listen, so there's a whole world out there that's becoming careless. A world don't care. But Jesus said, hey, listen, I love you and I'm coming. Amen. I'm coming again, praise God. I'm coming to get you. Kind of reminds me of another story of a faithless bride. Amen. A faithless bride who gets careless with the world. A bride that begins to live out in the world and partake of the world and do the things of the world. Not expecting till the bridegroom cometh. Amen. Bible says, who will be found faithful when Jesus comes? Who will be found faithful when He steps out? A Savior from heaven, from above, praise God. He's coming to get us. Will we be found faithful? Amen. He said, preacher, why are you preaching this way? Because we need to realize where we're at today. Because the demons of hell and the world's are selling to us. It's selling the church. It's wanting to destroy it. It's wanting to stop allowing assemblies like this where the truth is preached. Because they say, well, preacher, that's just hate preaching that you're doing. Amen. You got to preach love and encouragement and uplift. I am, praise God. When we get right with God, everything's better. Amen. The truth, Bible said, will set you free. There's liberty in Christ Jesus. Amen. We can rejoice, praise God, when we have the Lord Jesus Christ in that free pardon of sin. Praise the Lord. But we see that bride, it's flirting with the world. We see that bride that's no longer desiring and longing for that bridegroom to come. We see that bride that's no longer looking, desiring, longing for that wedding reception. I don't know about you, I'm excited about my wedding reception. Amen. I'm excited about when I get to go before my Savior. I'm excited about when I get my place at the table and He girds Himself about, praise God, and He serves me. Amen. You say, well, preacher, you really believe that'll happen? Yeah, praise God, because I've served Him. Amen. I've tried to be faithful to my Savior, and He's going to, praise God, reward me for my efforts. Praise the Lord. Bless His holy name. We see a Savior from above. We see a Savior coming down to save the world. Amen. He came to seek and to save that was lost. Amen. He came from heaven. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says this, and I'm going to quit. I'm going to stop right here. But the Bible says in the life prior to the book, in Revelation chapter 22, in verse 20, the Bible says this, Jesus says, after He's laid out the whole thing, the book of Revelation is the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He's telling how this thing's going to play out all the way to the end. Amen. And then Jesus says in Revelation 22 and 20, He says, surely I come quickly. Amen. He says, surely or assuredly, I come quickly. Listen, I want to say if you're lost today, you better get in because you may not have time. Amen. Because when Jesus comes, He's coming. Boom. In the thought, in the twinkling of an eye, it'll be over. It'll be done. There'll be no time for repenting. There'll need no time to be saved. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. Amen. Today's the day we need to get in. But I want you to notice in verse 20 of Revelation 22, John says this. After Jesus said, "Surely I come quickly," John says, "Amen." He said, "Lord, I agree to everything you just told me." He said, "I don't have a problem with one whit of it." He said, "It's all good." Amen. That's what I want to say. Glory be to God from Genesis to Revelation 20. It's all good. And Paul says this. Amen. Talking about the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, "Even so, Lord, come quickly." Amen. He said, "Even so, Lord, come quickly." Why? Because he said, I want to be taken out of here. He said, "I'm about tired of hanging around." See, because Paul said in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, he said they rose out of the servant idols to serve a living and a true God and to wait for His Son from heaven, whom He raised from the dead, even Jesus. Now watch this. Which delivered us from the wrath to come. John says, "Lord, I've heard about all that wrath, all those sad times, all the things that we're going to have to go through, the tribulation, through the hardships." He said, "I've heard all that. I've heard about the trump. I've heard it all." He said, "Lord, come and take me out of this mess so I don't have to go there." Amen. Praise God. There's a Savior from above who's going to come and take us out, praise God, from the wrath to come. Amen. Amen. Glory be God. You say, "Preacher, this world's it's waxed worse and worse." The Bible said it would. Shouldn't take us by surprise. It's going exactly what the Bible said would happen. But He said, praise God, there's a Savior from glory. Amen. Savior from above who's coming to swoop us up and take us out of here. Amen. He's come to save us from the wrath to come. Preacher, why is that significant? Praise God, because if we're not saved, we won't be caught up by the Savior. The Bible says you must be born again. Amen. You've got to be born from above. You've got to have a new birth. You've got to become a new creature, creation in Christ Jesus the Lord. Amen. I don't want nobody to be left behind. I don't want one soul to have to go through that wrath to come. Listen, I'm going to say this and I'm done. As you stand to your feet, Susie, if you would come to the piano. I want to say this morning. That wrath to come. Listen to me very carefully. I believe God's about had enough. Amen. I believe God's just about had enough of our disobedience and our rebellion. I believe God's just about fed up and He's about ready to say, "Son, just go take them out of that."